By the time he retired in 1987, Ray Guy, a six-time All-Pro and three-time Super Bowl champion, surpassed all expectations as a Raider.
Guy slides into it. A long bomber. Up takes, going back.
But for over two decades, the man who set the standard at his position could only hope he would one day join the team that symbolizes eternal greatness.
It's been a long road. It's been a very long road. And not only for me, but for all the family and the friends and the supporters and the believers. Can't sit and dwell on it. You can't get mad about it. You just got to go on.
When you are the individual that has an award named after you, in my mind, you're the standard. And if you're considered the standard, then you should be in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion.
If it's a football position, they should be in the Hall of Fame. There's a place for them in the Hall of Fame. And who's the best that ever played? Ray Guy.
You've waited so long for Canton. Did you think you're finally going to make it now?
Maybe this is the time. When it happens, you'll hear me all the way from Mississippi, believe me.
On February 1st, 2014, 23 years after being eligible for the Hall of Fame, Ray Guy is finally voted in.
Hey, baby. We're going to camp. We made it. We made it. You can tell everybody now.
It was almost like you could hear the roar across the whole county as the word began to spread. And, you know, in tears in our eyes and just ecstatic.
I don't think any of us realized the greatness, because we'd always been around it. We'd seen him kick like that each and every day. So I don't think any of us appreciated the magnitude of his greatness.
There has never, ever been a pure punter entering the Hall of Fame until now. Then again, there has never, ever been a punter like Ray Guy.
Ray Guy is a Hall of Famer. Ray Guy has always been a Hall of Famer, so it was a matter of time.
Believe me, it's been a long and winding road from the farmlands of South Georgia to the hallowed halls of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. They've been bumps, they've been curves, detours, and bridges to cross along this journey, but I have finally made it.
Ray has said repeatedly that this isn't about him. It's about everybody in McDuffie County, everybody at Thompson, everybody at Southern Miss, everybody that are Raider fans. It's all about all of us.
There's a lot of people have played a big role in my part. And come August, it's theirs. It's mine, it's theirs. And we're going to celebrate together. Even though there will be no more games to play, records to set, or championships to win, for to be a part of this very special clubhouse called the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and knowing it's forever, it's beyond my wildest dreams. But now the Hall of Fame has a complete team.
The barrier has been broken. The line has been broken. The Hall of Fame now has a punter. So now the Hall of Fame has every position that is in pro football, which is right.
This is a new beginning, for the young athletes of generations to come. To see this, that he's a punter, I can do this.
From a small town in Georgia to being immortalized in the Hall of Fame, William Ray Guy joins the man who envisioned his destiny in Canton.
Al will say to Ray that, you know, I knew you were a Hall of Famer. I knew you were a Hall of Famer when I saw you in college, and I knew it would finally happen, and it's just great to have you here.
If I were to pick one player that would get the adulation of all of our past great players, the greatest punter who ever played the game, Ray Guy, would be someone that everyone could nod their head and say, that's a good choice, Coach.
Something I'm gonna carry the rest of my life, buddy. Thank you, Dave.
This has been a presentation on the Team of the Decades presented by Silverman Black Productions.